problem is definitely getting worse. Homophobia seems to be spreading like a contagion from country to country in Africa, and the efforts to criminalize homosexuality and actually institutionalize the criminality of homosexuality, homosexual acts, has been taken up by increasing numbers of parliaments and promoted by increasing numbers of African leaders, including heads of state and prime ministers.
Now, we heard about the very serious legislation in Uganda, where at one point it was even calling for the death penalty in certain cases. We heard about the gay couple in Malawi, but now you say there's also an incident in Ghana that's developing. What is that?
In Ghana, to our dismay, an advocate for women's rights spoke publicly about the need for the Constitution to be reviewed. She saw a loophole in the Constitution that would allow gay marriage and that would not allow for the criminalization of homosexuality. And she said publicly on tape that we don't want gay marriage in Ghana, and then went on to say that if the Constitution isn't strengthened, that it's possible that homosexuality and homosexual acts, when confronted by the law, you wouldn't be able to penalize people because the Constitution is too loose and it needs to be much more clearly defined. And then she cited other countries in Africa that are looking at their legislation and debating rights of LGBTI, and she implied that this was a frightening trend that was sweeping the country. The trend that this particular woman from Wildas, Ghana, is concerned about is the trend towards recognizing the rights of homosexuals.
You're talking about Bernice Sam, who is the program coordinator of Women in Law and Development in Ghana. Now, you said she was a women's rights activist. Were you surprised to hear these statements coming from her?
We were shocked to hear the statements coming from her, as I think anyone who is aware of and supportive of Wildas' work would be shocked. You know, you simply can't categorize the rights of lesbians, gays, and other sexual minorities as separate and distinct from the rights of all human beings. To hear this sort of homophobia being promoted by people who purport to be human rights activists is incredibly troubling.
Now, of course, in the early days of the AIDS pandemic, many African leaders denied that homosexuality existed in their countries. But this is 30 years later. So why is this happening?
I'm not quite sure what happened to trigger this new wave of homophobia across Africa. I think that it probably happens in any human rights debate that people who are theoretically in favor of human rights can speak in platitudes, and then suddenly when they see that a particular subset of the human population about whom they're fearful and distrustful, then they start to rethink their general support for the human rights of all people. One problem that we're facing here is that African leaders and other leaders in the AIDS movement have embraced the idea of ending stigma and discrimination, but it's been pointed too narrowly at people who are already HIV positive. And the important thing is that we need to understand that stigma and discrimination is what drives people into high-risk groups. And so as long as you discriminate against people and drive them into the margins of society, then you're going to exacerbate your HIV problems. So our tolerance and our openness and our refusal to discriminate has to apply to people before they are HIV positive as well as after.